America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here with the Faith and Freedom Network. I've got Colleen. How are you doing this afternoon, Colleen?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. And we got a lot of news today that we're going to be talking about everything from, I don't know, a little bit about Afghanistan. We talked a lot about Afghanistan last week, and of course, a lot of things are still going on. We're going to talk about the new quote-unquote FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine, which sounds like Joe Biden's real excited about that. And of course, Liberty Counsel isn't too excited about that because, and a lot of other of us constitutionalists that really like to see our freedoms spared for a little while longer. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And maybe a little bit about, well, we can always talk about the election, but we know that that was stolen. So, you know, there's just a lot of things we can talk about today. And so we look forward to hearing from you. This is a radio call-in format, and that the phone number that you can reach us at is 757-488-5299. This is Radio Free Virginia. You're going to hear the truth here. And even if it's something that's a little uncomfortable for somebody, it might be good for you to take that, what they call, is it the red pill or the blue pill? I guess it's the red pill, right?
You've been watching The Matrix, have you?
Well, you know, I actually have never seen The Matrix, but I know enough about the analogies to what's going on to know that it was a pretty good example about what is going on.
That is true. That is true. So obviously, yes, please join in on the conversations of any of those topics that you heard Steve throw out there appeal to you, or you have a question, a comment, a concern. You can call us 488-5299, 488-5299 to join in the conversation on Faith and Freedom.
And who are we sponsored by?
You're sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. Now, you should know this, Steve. Steve is the president of the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. Been there for many, many years helping people out with their legal needs, particularly when it comes to bankruptcies, financial things. You do a lot of consultations with people. People can go to debtfreeva.com. It's www.debtfreeva.com and chat there, ask a question, set up a no obligation consultation. You can find out any questions that you have regarding bankruptcy, other legal needs. And that is the Alliance Legal Group. We are definitely appreciative of their support of this program.
And the reason that we support this program, Colleen, is because, well, I guess it goes down to my relationship with the Lord Jesus, that I got saved in 1999. People, and then since then have become a pastor along with that we co-pastor Don Mills. He calls in on a regular basis, Dr. Don Mills. And we pastor the Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. If you need a church home, downtown Suffolk, that's where we're located at. And we're on Facebook at the same webpage, you know, Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. So tune in on us there if you don't want to actually go by there. And we'd love to have you go by there because we'd love to have you visit. But because of our relationship with the Lord Jesus, that we also participate and operate Christian Rights Ministries, which is a faith-based entity that defends Christian rights. And part and parcel of defending Christian rights means that you need to know what's going on. You have to, in order to, you not only need to know what's going on, but you have to also be able to defend it. And so that's where the attorney part of my practice comes in, that we do pro bono work for the Alliance Defending Freedom, the nation's largest Christian faith based legal defense fund for Liberty Counsel. You'll hear a little bit about them today, that we're affiliated attorneys with those folks. But the Rutherford Institute, even though they're not a predominantly Christian organization, that they're John Whitehead does an excellent job defending the liberties of America and has done it for years and years, and we are a participating attorney with those folks as well. What that means is that we, myself individually, want to see our constitutional rights and liberties that enshrine our first freedoms, those freedoms found in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. We want to see those flourish in America, and they're being taken away from us now. And so we sponsor this program to get the information out so that we can stand up and fight in these very dark hours. There's things going on that people just don't seem to recognize. A big part of the problem that we have is we have patriots that care about these problems but have not haven't stood up to action. And so we want to advise and inform and get the information out while we still have an opportunity to, you know, this is our, we're in our, the very last hours of this republic if we don't start moving quickly and start standing up and opposing this, everything from the takeover that occurred to the authoritarian dictatorship that is rapidly coming over this nation. And that's not overstating, or it really isn't. It's something that's really happening, and we are so complacent as a nation. You know, the reason that we're in this position is that we just sit back and take it. You know, that we don't. And a big part of it is the media and the false narrative that everything is okay. What's your thoughts on that, Colleen? I see you nodding your head. But,
trying to be encouraging to you. Yes, no, it is definitely, I say this a lot of times, we need to be aware. We need to focus on what's important, and we can't just let it go. My background, I've always enjoyed news and been trying to keep up with current events and try not to get too bogged down with daily life to not know what's happening in our world. And it's just every day you see more and more stories that show us that we're getting closer and closer to the end of days, you know, and that we need to be aware and stand for our rights and freedoms with being respectful at the same time. You know, it's a balancing act there, but we have to, you know,
being respectful to who, to what?
To
the people taking us over?
Not to that, but, you know, doing things, I guess, you know, you want to do everything in the proper way that things should be done. And I don't know if I'm speaking the right way, but, you know, where you're not labeled into a certain thing because, or thought of as
there is a line where right. People will shut off your communication because they feel that you're too abrasive or too far to the right, or whatever you want to call it, pseudoscience, whatever you want to call it, that they're not introduced to the information, and they'll just shut you off. I understand what you're saying. Okay. And that some people will be offended. Trust me, I do know what you're saying.
So you have to count a little bit of what you say, because
absolutely.
You don't want to put people off to that extent. That's what I'm saying.
And you know that you're actually right, Colleen. You actually are absolutely right in the sense that I've experienced that very same thing that, you know, let's say that, well, it's hard to even speak to without offending people, because let's say that you have somebody that has taken the vaccine mm-hmm. and you don't believe in taking the vaccine. And then you want to bring up why you shouldn't take the vaccine, or why you shouldn't bring it up, or maybe even the health consequences of it. If somebody's taken the vaccine, even if they're all on board with everything that we're talking about today, mm-hmm. all of a sudden there's going to be this reluctance to go that next step with you mm-hmm. because of a lot of different factors mm-hmm. and that you can offend that person so that they're not part of us going forward because that they've made that decision, or because that particular subject is not one that they can agree with.
Well, it's like sharing the gospel as well. You know, it's like you, obviously, you know, when you're telling people about Jesus, you want to share about Jesus, but
yeah.
you have to, again, feel that out and figure out what you can say and what you can't say, because you don't want them to shut you off. So like you said, when you're talking about issues of politics in particular, politics and religion, it's always those.
What you actually believe may not be what you can actually say, because that's a bridge too far for them to go.
Right.
You know, and so that somehow you have to build that bridge to where you're at. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Okay. I deal with that all the time. And to a certain degree, it's unfortunate, because you like to just, you know, like a fire hydrant, just gush that information out to them. Sure. But when that happens, they say, no, this guy's a nut.
Well, then you risk them shutting you down entirely.
You shut them down, you get nothing out. And so somehow you have to, you know, really, it's actually very difficult. That I think sometimes we have Christians, whether they're, you know, let me share with you. Mm-hmm. This article that we're talking about Christians, this is the World Net Daily, striking number of Christians say Jesus isn't the only way to salvation. More than 60% of born-again Christians, that's usually the litmus test. You say, are you really a born-again Christian? 60% of born-again Christians in America between the ages of 18 and 39 believe that Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus are all valid paths to salvation. 60% of born-again, and 30%, they either believe that Jesus sinned just like other people when he lived on the earth, or they aren't sure, according to a new study. They say this is a striking decline in evangelical religious beliefs and practice over the last 10 years, as the number of self-proclaimed believers to hold these beliefs has increased by nearly 25%, says Probe Ministries in a statement announcing the results of its religious views and practice surveys. The survey, which interviewed 3,100 Americans, it's not a small sample, it's a good-sized sample, between 18 and 55 in 2020, last year, looked at various other previous studies and saw a drop in basic biblical worldview, biblical worldview, God attributes, the accuracy of the Bible, salvation, Jesus being sinless. And so that it went from 47% in 2010 to 25% in 2020. And so what that basically means is that they're, you know, that I believe the Democrats learned a new word when they, January 6th, they said that there was an insurrection. And we were talking about that in prayer this morning, that, you know, that there was no insurrection, that there was no, you know, that the more they do the digging deeper to determine whether or not there was a coordinated plot to overthrow the United States government on January 6th, the more they find that absolutely there was nothing except for maybe the FBI working with the Democrats to try to create a scenario that it looked like one. But what this means is that ultimately it comes down to a the rest of the article reads about a 2% to 6% of the population or less. It's really less than 2%. The article says less than 2% are not only born-again believers, but those that would then say, because that 60% of born-again believers, you're already down to about a very small percentage, like 6%. Mm-hmm. And then of that 6%, 60% of those think that there's multiple ways to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that when you're dealing with folks that don't have a biblical worldview, whether it be to cross that, to approach that bridge to share the gospel, or whether there's a lot of these things have biblical worldview ramifications, sure. That it's difficult to communicate on the same line because they think you're in a different universe. You have a completely different framework worldview to work towards, and that they will shut you off if they're non-Christians. But even if they're Christians, this study says that there's going to be some roads to build. And even with those Christians that are already in that 2%, there are so many things that could divide you to get that message across. There's science that we don't know. So we have Tony on the line from, I think it's Prescott, Virginia today. Hello, Tony. How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Oh, fairly well.
Good.
Just following what's happening in our world events going. So,
what's the? We got a lot of subject here that you get to go into the draw bag today and pick one you want to talk about. What's on your mind?
Have you already covered the vaccine being made legal today? I mean, being made approved.
Well, no, we kind of broached the subject, but let's jump right into that. That the as Tony was saying, that the this is straight from the Surgeon General today, that vaccine mandates coming with FDA approval of the Pfizer shot. So, so you know, what this article says is there's going to be more vaccine mandates coming from businesses and universities. Mm-hmm. We heard Joe Biden say to all the businesses in America, you know, push the vaccines, push the mandates. And so there's the Pfizer vaccine apparently has not conditional, not experimental, but actually it's been approved. And so again, this article goes on to say that we think that you're going to start seeing a lot more schools, universities, workplaces start to impose this, because, you know, now I think that the Nuremberg Protocol, you know, that says you can't force experimental drugs onto people, in the back of their mind, they were keeping that as part of the reason that you weren't seeing. Now that that's out of the way, at least as to Pfizer and soon to the others, I think mandates are going to become the order of the day. What do you think?
I think they're going to try really hard to do that. I think the hope we have in that is the Nuremberg Agreement is very explicit. It says you can't give someone any medication if you know in good faith it could cause harm to them, and if there's another viable way to treat the condition. Well, we've got hydroxychloroquine, we've got Regeneron, ivermectin.
Yeah.
So we've got other ways. So that's going to be a thorn in our side some way. I think our hope is going to be somehow in the Nuremberg Agreement being pushed by people, because it's the only agreement ever where the world agreed to let any court in the world prosecute that case. And I don't know.
So just to make sure that we're on the same page, let's be clear that I think that one of the big fake news is one of the strategies of those that would like to, just like the Animal Farm, they try to rename stuff so that basically it's more palatable. This isn't a vaccine. Mm-hmm. This is a gene therapy. Start learning those words, mm-hmm. gene therapy. Vaccines, you know, I'm not a doctor, but they have either dead or dying or weakened cells, you know, that basically, you know, bacteria, I guess, that allows your system to respond to it to defeat that. This has nothing to do. There's nothing, no dead COVID-19 cells running around that thing. This is a gene therapy that goes, it's an RNA concoction that goes into your DNA and allows it to replicate, the spike protein. But it's not a vaccine. You listen to what the doctors say. This is not a vaccine. This is a completely different sort of animal that they're putting in you. And so a lot of the things that we just associate with vaccines isn't really there. What happened on Monday was that it says that today FDA approved the first COVID-19 vaccine. They call it a vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19. And so on Monday, Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 became the first in USA to win FDA approval. And that as the data continues, the vaccine is still under emergency use for children under 12 to 15, I suppose. And so that President Biden's chief medical officer, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says on August 8th, he says that once that happens, he says, we will see the empowerment of local enterprises giving mandates that could be colleges, universities, places of businesses, a whole variety, and I strongly support that. And so that's what we're – you think it's bad now, that it's going to come on like a flood in the next week or so.
Yeah, well, and what they're doing – you got to realize is they're saying vaccine – It actually tricks your body into producing the spike protein that the virus will use to try and attach itself to a cell and penetrate the cell, then inject itself into the cell. Along with that, their hope is that some strange way we magically get an immunity to that. Well, that's not the way it works. That's not the way the therapy is making us produce something we don't normally produce. And, it's outside of our normal immune system. And they're going to argue and tell you it's okay, it's great, but the reality is we've never done this. We've never ever had this happen before. We've never been in a time in our in history where this has been mandated in any way. So there's something that doesn't make sense when we got other ways of doing it, and they're not doing the other ways. They're not even broaching them. I had COVID. I had to argue to get hydroxychloroquine, but I got it. I had to argue to get it, but I got it, and I was up in 3 days. 4 days, I'm back to normal. I didn't have to do anything weird.
So this is what CNBC says. This is, although more than 60% of the total U.S. population has had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine, many Americans are still hesitant. I wonder why. Then it says earlier this month, a study by the Mayo Clinic found the Pfizer vaccine, the one that just got approved, was only 42% effective against infection in July in Minnesota. It says, you know, that the and of course now they're getting booster shots for it, so they're getting like the third shot. And it says the companies, the Pentagon, and states, Walt Disney and Walmart are some of the major companies. I got a phone call last night from a distressed woman in Iowa. She was a Christian. She was calling Christian Rights Ministries to find out what she could do. And if you're out there and you need and you get the vaccine mandate, call Alliance Defending Freedom. That's Tell ADF, T-E-L-L ADF, Tell ADF. And so the reason you call them up is because they have and also go to their website, the Alliance Defending Freedom. They have an entire sheet, an entire page of what to do in the event your employer is mandating vaccines, or in this case, gene therapy. And it tells you what you can and what you can't. And this young lady wanted to know if there was a religious exemption. And of course, you can't just say because, you know, I think it's the mark of the beast, and then you get the religious exemption. It's got to, you know, I mean, I think it could be a precursor to something like that, but that's not going to work probably in most cases. And so she had a really interesting, she goes, you know, and she was crying on the phone. She says, you know, this is going to alter my DNA. This is going to alter my, you know, because I was thinking, you know, what kind of religious exemption? And of course, now I'm thinking the body is the Holy, you know, the temple of the Holy Spirit. But she says, this is going to modify my DNA. That's proven true. It's going to actually alter what my DNA produces and generationally how it's, you know, that's that she apparently had some good information. I looked it up, seemed to be correct. And she goes, I don't want to modify what God's created. And that was her basis for wanting. So we referred her over to the Alliance Defending Freedom. I would recommend going there. We're thinking about getting more involved as the time goes on, because I think that it could very well be some religious exemptions that do apply that we want to look into. We're down to about 5 minutes, Tony. Some other thoughts you have?
Well, I would say people need to start thinking about what this means, because you got to realize there's documentation showing the president of Pfizer, who resigned, came out and said this stuff is not safe for human consumption.
Yeah, the vice president of Pfizer, I forgot if it was the drug, you know, the it was like the department that would do this, says I wouldn't do it in a million years. He didn't say those words, but that's what he said.
And there's other documentation there, and there's a whole group of information coming out right now that's telling you that even doing mass vaccination is going to force the virus to compartmentalize and reproduce and cause more variants, because we're taking it outside the normal immune system reaction. So we're going to cause the problem we're trying to stop by doing what we're doing. And that's documented all over the web by major doctors around the world.
Yeah, there's
all
a lot of
things you shouldn't need to.
American Frontline Doctors is a great website to go to. And, of course, some people say, I don't want to hear nothing else about this. Just go there and just read the articles. I mean, these are doctors. They're the ones that are being shut down and shut up because they don't want to have the information go out. There is a lot of information on there that just will blow your mind. You know, one of the things as far as, you know, taking away our constitutional rights to have autonomy in our body, you know, is that if we had a reasonable alternative, and they say, well, you've got a reasonable alternative. You can either take the vaccine or you can take a test. You know, either one. You can go to work, but you just got to go through this onerous testing system. I don't think that's too fun. But I said, yeah, maybe that might be, you know, an argument. But you know what's going on is now that the right now we have Walt Disney, we have Walmart. This company, I can't remember the name of the company. This young lady was a major publisher across the United States. Was the company that she worked for? Banks across the country are requiring it. The employees must get fully vaccinated. The Pentagon is requiring vaccinations. It's not just a local thing or a couple business. The entire Pentagon says no later than September 15. And the contractors for the DOD contracts, the Department of Veteran Affairs will require nearly every worker, volunteer, or contractor to be vaccinated. More than 50 healthcare professional societies and organizations in the United States have all urged the healthcare employers to require the employers to be vaccinated. Last week, Oregon Democratic Governor Katie Brown announced all healthcare workers in the state must be vaccinated, and there will no longer be a testing alternative. So it's, you know, that what ends up happening is what was okay today is no longer okay tomorrow. Soon you will have to have the vaccine passport, and that even if you've had COVID-19 and that you have this full, there's a reason that they want you to have the passport. We've talked about that before. Washington State Democrat governor imposed the same vaccine requirement. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio noted the same thing. And so that the we just go on and on. We only have a couple minutes, Tony. But, you know, that one thing I do want to mention is that even though that they've authorized it, I got a great article here that we didn't get to on WorldNet Daily. The Liberty Council says that FDA approval doesn't mean the Pfizer shots are safe. You know, that they've pulled the experimental designation on it, but it doesn't mean they're safe. Last words before
they've not even done the experimentation on it. They just said it's safe. They've not done the research yet.
And so if you want to know why it's not safe, because we have less than a minute, go to Liberty Council's website, and it says they cite the VAERS data compilation showing that the negative results and reactions from the medication show 595,000-plus adverse events, including almost 14,000 as of August 13th. There's that lawsuit that says there's up to 45,000. We don't know, but we know that the government reporting statistics alone show almost $14,000 deaths as of several weeks ago. And so read that article that we had a young lady on here not too long ago saying there's nobody's died from this. Lots of people have died from 14,000 as of August, maybe three times that many according to that lawsuit. Tony, we're going to have to let you go. God bless you.
Have a great day, Steve.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in. Everybody out there, we are praying for you. Keep the faith. We'll talk to you next Thursday. God bless.
I've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.